Reporting agriculture's business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Megan Overby for the Red River Farm Network and joined by Lynn Paulson of Bell Bake. You head up the agriculture division of, and Lynn, today you have a good group gathered and we're hearing everything from, you know, agricultural economics to industry insights, you name it. You know, what were some of the key highlights that you would like to reiterate to farmers and ranchers who maybe weren't able to attend today?
You know, it's Megan, it's probably the wild ride that agriculture has been on, whether it be, you know, the wild ride of commodity prices in the last 6 to 12 months and, you know, even the volatility within, you know, daily or weekly, whatever. I mean, it just buckle up and go for the ride. And it's frustrating for a lot of producers right now because of the drought and, you know, the uncertainty about what kind of crop they're going to get. We've been blessed with some rain today, at least here in Fargo, and the mood is up if you happen to be under the right cloud. But drought, wild commodity prices, you know, what you can control about, you know, the COVID and supply chain disruptions, you know, the political arena a little bit with respect to ag policy, what's going to happen, some tax challenges and possible changes coming that could affect agriculture. So we've covered a whole gamut. We've got such a diverse audience here today, a lot of producers and ranchers, a lot of farm business management instructors. We have people who live in town here. And I like to say, whether you're an active producer or rancher or live and work in South Fargo, we all have a direct connection to the economic health of agriculture. So we need to be informed. So many people are disinformed or uninformed really what's going on down on the farm or ranch. So we're trying to separate the wheat and the chaff a little bit and hopefully we accomplish that.
You mentioned some of the changes that may or may not come with the new administration, one of them being in taxes. That impacts everything that goes on in the banking world and agricultural economics. What really are we watching with some of these changes with the new administration?
Well, I think obviously the possible tax changes with 1031 exchanges, stepped-up bases, eliminating capital gains, that's a huge deal for transitioning to the next generation of farms. I think, you know, there's, you know, the environmental issues that the new administration has that probably takes a different look at than the previous administration. You know, we got a proposed 30-30 plan, which, you know, wants to reclaim a bunch of land, which may or may not be a good idea. You've got carbon credit market out there that's largely untouched, but you know, it's once that becomes developed, is that going to happen or impact? So food safety, all of those type of things that the administrations have an opportunity to have some impact on.
Well, again, Lynn Paulson with Bell Bank here in Fargo, North Dakota, reporting for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Megan Overby.